Multiple hashtags, countless clues, and a 2-month hiatus has led up to this day. Until now, it was imminent. Now it has begun. Hello, I would like to welcome everyone tonight to episode 1 of the Transcontinental Project, an experiment where a Brit
and a Texan come together to talk about whatever the hell we want, baby.
We're your hosts, Luke Birch and
Sensible Sam. And before we get started, we want to warn you, absolutely nothing is off limits and content will not be suitable for those under 18. So please, if you're above the age, enjoy the show.
It's nice to finally get this underway, though. I think we can probably tell everyone this has been in the works since August.
Too long, Luke.
Hell yeah.
It's about damn time. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, motherfuckers. I love y'all. Thank you for coming in on our first episode. Nice, Russ. I just saw that. I'm watching the Mixler chat, by the way, so ain't nothing going to get by me tonight, but I really appreciate it. I've been wanting to do this forever with you, Luke. You came and you asked me, and I couldn't be more flattered by the invitation. So I'm honored to be on a podcast with you, my friend.
And
very, very honored.
And I'm flattered that you agreed to join me for this adventure, however long it may last.
Yeah, absolutely. However long the ride lasts, baby, I'm going to enjoy it. I'll tell you that. Let's just enjoy the ride, however long it lasts. I love you too, Blades. I see that.
Much love,
Bobby.
I love
you too.
But anyway, quick shout out to those who have came in right away. Much love, Russell. Much love, Bobby Anthony.
Much love, Russ.
Much love, yes, Bill. Sir. Much love, Blades. And much love, Yuck.
All our mother effers are up in here. I really appreciate you guys joining us tonight. We don't have necessarily, like we said, that we're going to talk about whatever the hell that we want. If you guys want to chime in with some chatter, we're more than happy to oblige. This feels like a porno, does it? I'm not selling anything used on here, Russ. This is not the right channel. Not the right channel. Jesus, mixing up my freaking Mixler soap. Not to use Dildo Network. So how are you doing tonight, Luke?
I'm great. As I was saying, I'm just relieved to finally have this underway.
I know, that's right. It has been one of those things where we've been trying to get this off the ground for a minute. And I'm just finally glad to break the ice tonight.
And
it's going to be fun.
And I'm delighted that only a handful of people knew that this was even happening. And just that makes me remember. Thank you. Huge shout out to Klondike for the art for this show.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Bill. That was awesome. Awesome, awesome logo that we have. Thanks to Klondike. Shout out to his badass skills right there.
But obviously, it won't be taking place for the next 2 weeks with Christmas and New Year, but you can expect to hear us every Tuesday night at 9:15 Central, 10:15 Eastern, returning on January the 8th.
That sounds about what we're going to be doing. I mean, it'll be nice. We really thought about it as far as the time off. Bill, need you in a few minutes. The time off was like, okay, well, I still wanted to break the ice. I still wanted to have some sort of an episode or something, or air at least one episode before the break so we can break the ice and let everybody get used to the idea, miss us, and then come back and see it and hear us again. So
There was a saying that my mind immediately went to when you said that, and I honestly cannot remember what that was.
I'm sorry. I do that to people. I do that to people when I talk to them. They just draw blanks. They're like deers in headlights. Believe me. I'm going to answer something over here on Mixler. Tyler said, this is your guy's first episode. Awesome, y'all. Yes, sir, Tyler. Our very, very first episode. Thank you so much for joining us, love. Appreciate
number it. One of many to come.
Abso-effin-lutely. Ooh, I'm trying to keep it PG, even though you know I'm not.
Fuck that shit.
That's what I'm fucking talking about, baby. Hell fucking yeah. Okay, good. I just needed somebody to break the fuck ice. Get it? So now that we've gotten our fucks in the room, we can now proceed. Who else we got? Oh, we got people still joining. Oh, Vic, join. Hello, Vic Floria, my baby girl. Love you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Hello, Tyler. It's nice to see you in here.
Fuck PG. I like that. Oh, shit. That's awesome. And Bobby, I love you, Bobby Anthem. Oh, that's my bae. There's Beardface Killer just came in. Thank you for joining us, bae. Thank you, thank you.
And we also have Evan Hill joining us. Thank you.
Evan!
Thank you to everyone who has come out to join us tonight. It truly is. But, hey, what do you say we go into a little more detail about how this came to be? Just give everyone a lowdown as to why we have been teasing the living shit out of everyone for so long.
How do I put this in words? I love you guys too. I'm watching the chat too. I love you guys too. I love you so much. And I'm this was in the works for so long. One night, because Luke and I chat, I mean, we're either chatting on, we're messaging each other, or we're on Skype, on a voice chat, on a call chat. So one night, we're just chatting, and Luke brings up this, like, crazy idea, and a podcast. And I thought, okay, do I really, really want to, do this, not because of who it is, but because of my voice. Because of the voice I have, I sound like a congested Muppet.
How the hell can you complain about your voice when you're on a show with me? I was given a fucking nickname based solely of how fucking weird my voice sounds.
You know what? It's weird because it's like, I guess it chalk it up to you're never satisfied with what the hell you have, with the hell you're given. So it's like, yeah, I really don't enjoy my voice. I'd rather have your voice. I'd rather have an accent. It's a very crisp. It's a very clean sounding. I love it. I really do like your voice. And then it's like mine. You hear mine and it's like, I sound like I told you, like a congested Muppet. And I'm like, we're going to have to upload this shit. People are going to re-listen to this, and I cannot re-listen to my voice. It's so cringe. I can't do it. I can't fucking do it. But I was so glad that you were willing to invite me and my Muppet voice to co-host. So,
with you saying you don't like listening back to your own voice, this is probably a good time to tell everyone that we will be not only uploading these to the showreel, but we have set up a YouTube account. I will.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll be posting the link to that in the chat box later on tonight at some point. And I'd love it if you all came and subscribed. I assume that's probably a little ambitious, but it's at least worth a try.
We'll earn their subscription. You'll see, Luke. We'll earn it. We'll get it. We'll get that subscription in time. But and also, too, don't forget we have a new Twitter as well. So Luke set up a new Twitter for us.
Yes.
Same name. And I believe a lot of you guys were tagged in it already.
You
so
can follow it at T Continental Pro.
T Continental Pro. What is going on over here? The chat is just going crazy. I love it. I love it when you guys are it when everybody's chatting means it has that you guys are having a good time. So that's a good. Thank you for saying I sound good even though you're lying, Killa. I love you. So I'm really excited. It's so many obstacles, so many delays, so much bullshit that took it. That just was it like a roadblock for us to start the show. But you know what? I think the shit that starts on a rough track always winds up being the strong, you know, finishes strong. So we sure as hell earned tonight. I'll tell you that.
But I feel. I'm sure a large portion of you will remember that for about a week, maybe 2 weeks in late August, I was putting the hashtag It Begins into as many chat boxes as I possibly could. That was to promote this, and the original plan was to start, when was it? Mid October?
I believe so. I believe so. Mm-hmm. And I really loved I thought it was damn genius. I really loved the hashtags that you came up with.
Thank you.
Luke came up with a lot of the marketing on this one. It was just amazing. I think maybe.
Even though I'm not the one with a marketing degree.
That's, you know what? That's so wrong, right? That's so wrong. But you just did such a great job getting everything together, getting us on here. Things will get better, guys, as far as, like I said, we don't have a format. We're going to talk about whatever the fuck we want. Topics, just shooting the shit with y'all, and just kind of growing from there. So grow with us. Figure this shit out, this podcast journey with us. It should be fun. Mm-hmm. Should be fun and have a lot of surprises, I think.
Yeah, but going back to the story of how this started, in early September, I got a message. I honestly cannot even remember what that message said. Can you?
I don't.
But it...
Don't take me that far back.
It basically put a... It basically enforced the 2 month hiatus I was talking about in the introduction.
Oh, I'm trying to remember, Luke. See,
for the life of me, I can't remember what it said.
I know. Why can't we? That's so weird. I think because we have like 32,000 messages between us.
Yeah.
So can't pick one out, babe.
Hey, Sky.
Hey, Sky. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us tonight, Sky. Miss you. I will be living. I like that, too. Oh, you're crazy, Sky. Yeah, I mean, it's just been one thing, like I said, one thing after another that's kind of halted us. And I felt even more determined at that point to get this shit going. Because it was like, what is it that, you know, is it like, what the hell? What are these forces? I'm going to get, I need it. I need this to happen. Especially with such a great co-host, if you know, it's going to be awesome. But we will have that hiatus coming up too. We got to remind everybody before we head out later on during the show.
Yeah.
About that hiatus.
We're obviously going to be going on a Tuesday, and it just so happens that Christmas and New Year this time round is a Tuesday.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I would hate
there's absolutely no chance we'll be on Christmas and New Year. No way in hell.
I'll be under my tree on Christmas and New Year's. So yeah, there won't be any point in trying to get me on the air. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, it'll be a busy time. But I needed to break the ice tonight. I needed this to happen. I'm so glad it has. It felt like I've had, it's imminent and it begins. I should have that tattooed on me already at this point. Because it means so goddamn much at this point, you know. So it's one of those things. I'm just so super happy. So super happy to be on tonight. So super happy to see all our friends in the chat. We'll have content as we, well, not content, but we'll have other things to talk about as we go along and stuff. But for the most part, I mean, we'll be winging it, talking to each other, talking to our family in the chat, and just having a badass effing time going on.
Can I just say I am overwhelmed with the level of support and the sheer number of people that have come to listen to a show that the major majority had no idea was even happening.
Absolutely the same. Absolutely the same. I am feeling like absolutely happy and overwhelmed because all our friends are here. It's so cool. I really hope that we can make this a regular thing, guys. And I see you guys often in our chat.
That vibration isn't on my end, Bill.
Vibration? Looks a vibrator. No, it's mine. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I'm charging it and it just let me know that it was fully charged. Sorry. Let me see. Yep. Mm-hmm. That sure as hell was mine.
But only 3 people knew this was even in the works. And only 2 knew it was starting tonight.
At one point, I started to think, these fuckers are going to figure it out because we've been teasing this shit so damn long that it's just everybody's going to put 2 and 2 together. And I wouldn't
be surprised if some people had figured it out.
And then it's like, boom, you were right, bitches. So there you go. You were right. There was a collab happening, a transcontinental collab. 2 good friends from across the pond hanging out, chit-chatting, shooting the shit with all our friends. And I think that's what I was most looking forward to. So I'm really, really just humbled by everybody being here tonight. I really appreciate it. Tonight will probably be a lot of ass kissing because I love you guys so much. And I really appreciate it. I really do appreciate you guys being here. So get closer to the mic. You got it. Hold on. How is that, Bobby? Give me a thumbs up if I'm a little bit louder. I'm trying not to yell because you guys have heard me on other podcasts. And you know I can get loud. So I'm trying not to bust anybody's eardrums tonight.
I've also turned you up a little bit.
Okay, great. Thank you. Maybe it was that on that end. I love you too, Bobby. I think it is on maybe because I didn't want to pick it up too much. Mm-hmm. The levels we tested seem to be fine for each other, but then again, the mixer box. Got it.
But there was one topic that I did want to discuss tonight because I haven't heard anyone else talking about it. And I really hate that I have to make this first episode a little bit of a downer. And
I think I know what you're talking about.
Bring something depressing into it. But I thought, as I haven't heard anyone else cover it, who knows, someone may have done and I wasn't listening. But the incident that took place at Sandy Hook Elementary School last week.
Yeah. I figured that's where you were going with this. Now on the show, guys, we are going to be talking about, like I said, anything and everything goes. This is going to be one of those anything goes kind of a topics because it should probably just, it's a current event that we're going through as a people. I think it sucks. I think it was immature. I think it was ridiculously wrong for the guy to call in a bomb threat on the anniversary. So I think that sucks. I don't think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
My heart goes out to all the survivors for sure. And
as you say that, I think we should mention that last week was the 6th anniversary of the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary. And some sick, twisted bastard thought it would be funny. Hello, Dave. On the anniversary of the shooting to force an evacuation at the school by calling in a fucking bomb threat. Now, I have to say, I know this may sound obvious, but calling a bomb threat into a school is one of the, if not the lowest, most despicable thing a person can do. But it's just...
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it's just made all the more worse by the fact that not only did they call it in to a school that has already suffered a tragedy, they did so on the anniversary of said tragedy.
Honestly, I think whoever did it, I don't think there was ever going to be a bomb or anything. I think they did it out of sheer mad pleasure for themselves to just kind of create an uproar at this point. And basically what they're doing is fucking with victims at that point, which is just absolutely abhorrent.
They
absolutely.
I feel I do need to make it clear at this point. They evacuated the school. The police searched the school and no bombs were found, fortunately. So it was just some sick, twisted freak. I want to say playing a prank, but that makes it sound more lighthearted than it really is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no. Yeah, that actually, I get that. But it was a horrible misguided prank of anything. I mean, it was just ridiculous. I mean, who does that? I mean, you don't do that to kids and you don't do that to victims. And I'm glad you touched on this point tonight. Because, there hasn't really been a lot of press on it. I maybe saw about a tweet or two and of course the tweet you sent me. Mm-hmm. So I really hadn't heard anything, which I was surprised about because I thought everybody would be on it. Everybody would be on it. But no, I mean, and then for a 6-year anniversary, why wait that long? What's the point with the 6 years? That's what makes my gears go.
Yeah, 6 years does seem a bit weird. If someone wanted to do something that sick and get publicity, which is what I'm assuming the guy wanted, or whoever the hell, I don't feel comfortable calling them a person, but whatever this person wanted. Why six?
Yeah. I mean, what the hell? That's just my gears. So I'm just trying to figure the whole thing out. But the conclusion is, it's absolutely unacceptable. Absolutely.
Completely abhorrent.
That was ridiculous. I'm so glad you brought that up. Those poor kids having to evacuate. I'm wondering, of course it was 6 years, so the kids that were attending school at the time, I'm sure have moved on into middle school, perhaps high school. But the teachers that still remain that have been through the episode, you know, kind of had to relive it for a minute if they're still working there.
Yeah, when I saw the article, I think it was Friday, and I read through it, I was at a loss for words.
It pissed me off. Mm-hmm. It pissed me. I had plenty of words. They weren't nice, but they didn't make a coherent sentence. But I had a lot of words for them. Hell yeah, that shit pissed me off.
Be honest. Yeah. Be honest though. Did it not make a coherent sentence because you couldn't make a coherent sentence? Or was it just whatever you sent me to respond to it was fucked up by autocorrect?
It was more like the words that I put in a row would not make. It would, well, maybe, I don't know, can cuss words make a sentence? Because I probably could, but really it was just a barrage of words that won't.
Considering that the word police back to back for 8 words makes a grammatically correct sentence. I'm sure there's some way to form a sentence using just cuss words.
I have had conversations. So I would have, you know what? I think you are absolutely right, because I have carried on conversations where every other word was a cuss word. So I'm pretty sure I can make a sentence out of it, but that fucker just is not worth it. Not worth it. So I'm so glad you brought that up. And let me see. It says, I'm looking at the chat, and Killa says, not to make light of it, but every tragedy on the East Coast still gets threats every week. Copycats. Dude, there's threats everywhere all the time. That's just the way people are. Somebody's going to get their jollies off of something somehow.
If anything, the reason I wanted to bring this up tonight is the fact that it was exactly on the anniversary, B, it was a threat made against little children.
Yeah, totally. When something like that happens, I think it should be. I mean, we have so much dang publicity on the stupidest shit. I mean, why not this? It's just learn from it. You know what I mean? I mean, I feel if we talk about it, we learn from it, we can move on. We don't have to dwell on situations. We don't have to bring everything down. But it is a fact of life. And so we will be talking about facts of life, and it's just a fact of life. So we will be discussing some points like this from time to time. But yeah, I think it's important. If it's important, we need to discuss it. If you don't learn from it, what's the saying, Luke? If you don't learn from your mistakes or your actions, you're doomed to repeat it.
Something like that.
But some people, I agree, Tyler, some people are just sick fucks. And a sick fuck is a sick fuck. And I try to justify sometimes to kind of find the human part of the sick fuck, but sometimes it's hard, and it's like, especially in a situation like this.
But anyway, I don't want to continue our very first episode on such a low note.
No, but I'm glad we touched on it. Now we can move forward and talk about some other stuff. But I'm glad you did. So we did. We can go on from the top. Go on from here.
Does anyone in the chat room have anything they want us to discuss? If not, we'll just continue shooting the shit for another 25 minutes.
Because I like shooting the shit. Yeah. Bored. No, I was going to say another name, but I better not say that. I was going to say something else. I better not. Well, I don't know. No, see, here I am trying to stay PG, but...
Why?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no fucking idea, because I was going to say something I normally say when I call into another particular podcast that we all happen to listen to and follow. And I was like, do I bring that gimmick over here? Lots of butt stuff, Tyler. Lots of butt stuff. Sorry. Reading the chat. So
Sky.
It's like, I don't.
Okay, Sky. This may surprise you, but I wish we had the gun laws here that they have in the US. I was mentioning this to you just the other night. Because we cannot legally own guns here, that has shot knife crime through the roof. And I would much, much rather be shot than stabbed.
I remember our conversation. Yes, and I have to agree with that. I mean, it's like, dude, okay, to learn from everybody else's laws, I get the gun laws. I get it. I get we need to have sensible gun laws and restrictions. Dude, I'm registered. I have a license. You have to do classes. You have to register with the state of Texas. Unfortunately, they don't do They do deep background checks, but unfortunately, they don't do like mental health checks. I'm still on the fence about that, as far as is that a invasion of our privacy, or do we should we really have them just to keep an eye? I'm all for it. I'll do a mental health check. I don't give a shit. I'll do whatever it takes. But it's like if you're gonna take away a gun, the next problem is what, a knife? Take away their knives. The next thing is what, acid? And after acid, what are they outlaw acid? What are they going to get, a spoon? We're going to outlaw spoons? Okay, cool. Okay, so then what are we going to eat with? Your hands, fucker. Eat with your hands. And this is the state you created. So we gotta kind of like take this in baby steps and figure this shit out before making anything drastic, any drastic decisions as far as that goes. I would rather be shot as well than stabbed. Fuck that shit.
Well,
Yeah, get easy.
what was it you said to me when I made that statement? Let me go quick or something like that.
Oh yeah, I would rather have a quick death than bleed out for the next 16 hours and then die. It's agonizing. Have you ever had a paper cut? It's agonizing. Can you imagine in your abdomen or anywhere else? Oh, my Lanta. Hell no. I don't need a big ass paper cut, across my belly. Just end it quick. I'll be happy. I'll be thinking of boars and how beautiful boars are, and I'll just be like, oh, I'm just drifting off because it's just a quick death, and I'll die happy. Fuck it. Don't, just it's a horrible way to die. I don't think so. No. So fuck a knife, fuck the acid, give me the gun. We're good.
Right on.
Dave, I just, Dave, huh? No, what is it, Sam? Sam, are they really building a wall in Texas? Says Killa. They are. We've got a fence. Trump was able to afford a fence, if that helps. They got wire cutters. I'm sure they'll get through it, but for now, we've got a mighty fine fence, mighty fine. And they're trying to commandeer land from people so that they can build the walls. So they're just, even if they don't want to sell, they're just going to kick them out, take their land, and build the wall. So we got a lot of stuff coming around down here, as far as that goes. We're getting sued, as a matter of fact. San Antonio is getting sued by the state of Texas because of it. So,
Why?
well, who is it? Ken Paxton, which, by the way, is under indictment. Okay. Of course, indictment doesn't mean anything. They're just being accused of something. But he's been pushing off this indictment trial until after his until after the elections. He got reelected somehow. And now he's spearheading this campaign to sue our police chief here in San Antonio. So because they said that they were releasing doing catch and release, which was against sanctuary laws. So we were creating sanctuary. They didn't like it. And now we're getting sued for like millions of dollars, which is funny because where's that money going to go except for the state of Texas? So we're already pumping in as much as we can. And this lawsuit is just ridiculous. So.
And now you've mentioned the fact that you're in San Antonio, I feel complete free rein to go on about this.
Yeah.
That is, I basically use the fact that you're from San Antonio for a whole another little sprinkle of promotion. I'm sure Dave will remember me making comments about the Alamo in the Super Party chat on Thursday night.
Am, and I didn't even think about it. I'm just like, hey, just let me just give away my city right now on our first podcast. But I did. It's a big city, so I could be anywhere. I could be right behind you. You don't even know it. So I guess that would be a better way to put it. But yeah, and then also too with our logo, I really love the idea with the star placement on our logo. I thought that was really keen. I'm just happy to be here. So I'm all giddy and shit right now. So you have to excuse me. excuse my laugh too, y'all, because I have such a, my laugh. Between the Muppet, the congested Muppet, and the laugh, let's just hope we keep an audience.
Is it weird? I honestly cannot remember which one of us had the idea of overlapping the two cities. For the life of me, I cannot remember.
Oh my God, we had so many different, we had not a shit ton, but we had a couple of rough drafts as far as that goes. And we were trying to figure it out because we wanted to, and I'm not going to say where you're at, but we had a star where you're located and a star where I'm located.
Everyone knows where I'm at.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to be the one, putting that up.
Everyone knows. I've mentioned it multiple times in the past. If anyone doesn't know, I'm in Birmingham. In England.
Birmingham rocks out. And so, yeah, that's why I really love the placement of the stars. I mean, dude, I'm just loving the logo so much that I think I'm going to have it stenciled somewhere on me and tattooed on me. No matter how long it lasts, I'm like, dude, this is a momentous occasion for me.
And again, speaking of the logo, I cannot say enough positive words about Klondikeville.
He really just delivered so fucking awesomely. I've had the honor of chatting with him while being on In the Corner, on the In the Corner podcast. So that was awesome. That was like cool as shit for me because he's like super big all over the place on Twitter and in the wrestling stuff. And it turns out he has a friend that's a friend of mine. And so it was kind of cool. It's a small world. And so it was an honor to have him get our logo together like that.
One thing.
In such short notice.
Well, yeah. I'm sure I could go back and get the date I spoke to him about this. In fact, let me do that. I don't have as many messages with Bill as I have with you, so it shouldn't take it shouldn't take that long to go back through.
Oh my God, I was having such a knit fit trying to look for the messages and the script notes and all that stuff. I was like, oh my God, this is a lot of messaging. So yeah, it was nuts. But yeah, let's see. While you're looking for the date, I'm looking at the chat, and Killa says, not going to lie, I was rooting for Trump in the beginning, but I definitely am over that shit. Hear, hear, Bill. Hear, hear, Killa. Hear, hear, Killa. That's so true. That's so true, because even I gave the bastard a benefit of the doubt. Let's see. Tyler says, if I can overcome my fear of calling into the super party, then you can overcome your fear of us hearing your laugh. I love that. You're awesome, Tyler.
Yeah, I think I might as well mention that during that election, I was rooting for Donald, but it wasn't so much rooting for Donald as he was the only one that could keep Hillary out.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing, too. Like, I was nowhere in the vicinity of trying to vote for Hillary. With her track record, it was like that wasn't an option for me. Unfortunately, out of the six presidential candidates we had, everybody only seemed to think it was Hillary and Trump that they had to choose from.
Yeah.
You know, we had other options that would have been great. Yeah, I wrote in my decision. So was it worth anything? Probably not. But I wrote it in anyway because it's all about principle. I was not about to vote for either one of them at this point. So, and I'm glad I didn't. At least that's on my conscience.
Yeah, I would much rather a crazy politician who, no matter how outlandish their ideas are, will say what they believe, as opposed to a politician with a proven track record of being a liar.
There you go. And see, that's what we thought Trump was going to be, because he was like speaking his mind and stuff, and you know, being really vocal and out there. And I thought, cool, okay, you know, we may not see eye to eye on everything, but I like his spunk. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh shit, that spunk probably ain't the greatest kind of spunk you want inside of you, your spunk. So it was like, I'd better not. I'm looking here on the chat. It says, I hope 2020 is a better election year. I really hope so too, Tyler.
Can it be?
It's
go on.
I don't know. I have no idea who the hell. I know who I'd like to run 2020. I have no idea who would be able to pull it off in 2020, though.
Yeah, the person you told me, I think, would be much more realistic on the bottom of the ticket. And then they'd get their chance to run in, what, 2028?
Probably. I don't think the guy that I'm looking at would probably, I mean, he did really well in Texas. Did supremely well in Texas, but still Ted Cruz beat him by a very, very small margin. Disappointing? Yeah. But can he run for president now? Hell fucking yeah. So, I don't know. I hear a few things as far as they want to see Biden running as vice president for 2020. I don't think I'm on that bandwagon just yet. So, we'll see what happens. It's all up in the air. We'll see what happens.
Biden will probably run, but he has no chance of getting through the primaries.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. And then it's like the way the shit is set up, as far as you get the popular vote, but the electoral vote is the one that gets you where you want to be. And it kind of makes it the popular vote moot. Mm-hmm. So at this point, you're like, okay, well, what the fuck are we voting for if it doesn't really, you know, the electoral vote's going to fuck up our shit anyway. So that's not going to change anytime soon, because that would have to be changed under our constitution. And that, I can't recall if anything has been changed under our constitution. It's a really tough process. So, it is what it is.
I've got the dates up just so that we can let people know seriously how long this has been in the works.
What are the dates? What are we looking at?
We first spoke August 27th. The hiatus was in
Jesus.
Yeah. The hiatus was in for September 5th. We got back on the train for this, if that's the term, November 5th. So, in fact, thinking about it, saying a 2-month hiatus was perfect.
I think so too. It was a little frustrating for me, as far as like, because I know I had a hand in pushing back the dates and stuff like that. So
don't worry about it. At least we're actually up and running now.
Hell yeah, that's what counts. That's what I've been looking for. I've been all day long today. I have been so goddamn giddy. You thought I got a brand new freaking, like, dildo or brand new beads or something, like, that excited. Super excited. I don't know if that was a good, what do you call that? Analogy or metaphor. But that's, when a girl gets a new toy, she gets super excited. So let's just put it that way. I was super excited. Super excited. And it's like, it's not that excited. It's not like that used, buying used anal beads kind of emotion. It's getting the brand new ones kind of emotion. So it's extra hype. Extra hype. I'm just joking. I'm fucking with people in the chat right now. There's, shit. Are you looking at the chat, Luke? This is nuts.
I have it up, but I'm not paying as much attention as I probably should.
I'm trying.
How the fuck have we got 26 people listening to a show that only three people knew was even in the works.
We got good friends. We got good friends. That's right.
Indeed.
We got good friends. That's exactly what that's about. Because I have no idea how the hell we'd even have. Honestly, Luke, I really thought it was just going to be me and you, you know, talking into the wind at this point. I'm really happy.
I thought we'd maybe be able to get one or two people.
I wasn't even that ambitious. I wasn't even that ambitious at this point. So, oh shit, metaphorical. Oh, I'm looking at Dave. I'm looking at the chat. Dave, Papa Dave, metaphorical anal beats. Yes, metaphorical and physical. The metaphysical. That's what it is. Oh. I love it. I love you guys. Thank you guys for being in the chat. Thank you so much for all the great messages and the support. We are kind of winging it tonight. And as we go along and as we get into our groove, shit's gonna get popping. Shit's gonna get popping. Luke and I have been chatting for so long. We know we have a time limit here on Mixer, but honestly, Luke and I can chat for 2 hours or more straight, just kind of talking about nothing. So.
Typically, when we end up in a call, we say we'll go about 20 to 30 minutes, and about 2.5 hours later, we're hanging up. Don't worry, we are not going 2.5 hours tonight. We'll probably be wrapping. We'll probably be wrapping this up in about 10 minutes, but...
Yeah, we've got, what, let's see, we're at 10:07. Yeah, we've got a few minutes left, not too much longer. So don't worry, guys, the torture's almost over. But...
for a little while.
But we'll hold back for a little while anyway, and then we hope you come back for some more torture, because I'm good at that. But
there was something I did want to ask you, though.
Shoot.
Considering the fact you live in the same city as the battle took place, I assume you have at least a good knowledge of the Siege of Alamo.
Let's see. I'm going to tell you I went to public schools and we got minimal education on that one. But I am versed in it. Well versed is another question. I am versed in it, so I will do my best to answer.
I was going to ask if you'd ever seen the John Wayne version, and if you had, whether it was at least somewhat accurate to the point that it would be worth a watch, because I'm a huge John Wayne fan, but one film of his that I have not watched in a hell of a long time is The Alamo.
He had his John Wayne. I do, which is probably going to sound awkward to some. I really love John Wayne as an actor. I love his movies. I love the swagger. I love the twang. I love his delivery. It's just so goddamn sassy. So I really do love him. As a director, because he did direct that, I believe, what you're talking about, he actually directed that. And I think he tried to stay as true as he could to it. He didn't take very many liberties with it. I think he did a very good job with it. I enjoyed it. It was enjoyable. It was informational. I do recommend it. It's been a couple years since I've seen it. I believe he, I was about to say 1959, but you corrected me. It was 1960. He actually did that in 1960. It was his directorial debut. So I think he did a good job for the most part.
I think filming took place in 1959, but it was released in 1960.
Released in 1960. Gotcha. There you go. See, that's why I had the 1959 in my brain. But absolutely. I think it's worth the time. Take a look at it. I mean, he's a great director. He did it justice. There are other films and other documentaries that kind of lean one way or the other, but I think he did all right. I think he did good. I think it would be a good thing to see. So I do recommend that. I do.
And speaking of movies and films, I'm not going to go into any massive spoilers in case there is anyone that hasn't watched it yet that wants to watch it.
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare. I know who you're talking. Go ahead.
But thank fuck. It appears that the Rocky franchise has finally come to an end.
Ah, shit. It is about time, I guess. It's, I mean, everything has to run its course at this point. I mean, I haven't seen it. I've been dying to see it. Dying to see it. I just haven't had a chance.
You need to, Creed 2 is, I loved it.
I bet it was good. And I already have a preconceived notion on more or less what's going to happen, just because it's like, okay, it's time. This is what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, moving in one or the other direction is going to cause a different outcome. I was expecting. I think I know what you're probably talking about without giving away the spoiler. I was anticipating that, and I think it's about time. It's about time. It's about time. It's time for, you know, I mean, golly, when did the first one come out? 70s?
I
70.
think it was 76, but if you just give me a second to check, but I honestly would put Creed 2 in my top 2 for the Rocky franchise behind the original film.
Ah, I gotta go see it this weekend.
Yes, it was 76.
It was 76. Okay, see, absolutely. I mean, we're in 2018. I think we've had a very long, very successful run with Rocky, and
Yes.
it's about time. It's about
Yeah,
time.
it's over 40 years old now.
Can you imagine? Jeez, can you imagine? Oh gosh, it's been that long already. And I mean, Stallone still looks pretty decent. I'm not gonna be a hater. Still looking pretty good. But life happens and life goes on and it's time to move on. Dude, 1976, I just can't believe that. That's just so crazy.
Hashtag Rocky Five almost gave me AIDS.
That's what you gotta use with protection when you watch Rocky.
I'm sorry, Rocky Five was shit.
Yeah, you know what? I have my un I do have my favorites and I do have my unfavorites. So yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with that one on the five. I'm right there with you, so I get that one. But I was like completely looking. I mean, the last one I enjoy. I always enjoy. You know his films, but I was kind of looking for, dare I say it, closure at this point. You know what I mean? I don't know how
Yeah.
to. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know
It
if that.
makes perfect sense.
It's just. It was just time. You know, we got to move on. We got to keep going. So we'll see where it takes us from here. I mean. God forbid a remake of anything at this point, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, this is probably let's just say I'm a little annoyed that he's going back to the Rambo franchise again.
Okay. The Rambo. We're going to have to talk about that on the next coming episode for sure with the Rambo, because. I got a lot to talk about on that one too. I love Sylvester Stallone, but yeah. We definitely have to bring that up because I know we are running a bit short on time. I see here. Am I correct?
Yeah, I was just going to say that we're probably going to have to wrap this up in a couple of minutes' time.
If it's time, let's do it. Let's wrap up. Let's plug and go from there if you'd like.
Do you want to get the plugging started?
Alrighty. First off, let me just say thank you all for joining us tonight. It was a little cattywampus tonight, and we didn't have necessarily, you know, we're trying, we're working on it, and things are going to get a lot more awesome than the awesomeness that was today. Thank you for joining us. You can catch us on Twitter, and that is going to be, Luke, you're going to have to give the Twitter because it's too brand new to me.
Okay. Do you want to at least give out your Twitter?
Sure, sure. If you guys want to follow me, you all know who I am, and for everybody else that's joining us, I am Sensible Sam at Silver Serpent on Twitter. No, it's not P-E-R-N-T, it's P-A-N-T because that's what I was left with. So Silver Serpent on Twitter. You can find me on there. Go ahead, Luke.
As Sam was saying, you can find this show on Twitter. I set up the Twitter a couple of weeks ago. It is at T-Continental Pro. That was the best I could have got. You obviously can find me on Twitter at BirchBirch1875. And if you guys wouldn't mind, I will probably have this, I'll probably have the music edited out and uploaded on YouTube. I want to say within 36 hours, maybe 24. But to anyone who is listening under YouTube, come follow us on Mixlr. I will be putting the link in the description. And make sure to follow all of our friends, the Inhuman Experience, Get in the Corner, the WNC Super Party. Hopefully, we'll be getting a Sky Genie show return soon.
Oh, yes, please.
Hopefully. There's yes, Legion please. Of Dudes. Of course, we have to shout out It's Pathetic with Scott and Rye Bread.
Absolutely.
And you cannot talk about people in this community without talking about practically the parents of this community. Make sure, if any of you happen to be wrestling fans, to go and check out Wrestling Soup every Thursday night on Mixlr.
Sounds good to me. I think that'll wrap it up for tonight, Luke. I think we've gotten everybody out.
I think so. And if I have happened to forget anyone, please accept my sincerest apologies.
Absolutely. We are getting the hang of this, and eventually we'll be including everybody. It's just we're on the fly right now, and we're trying. So I think we did a pretty good damn job tonight, Luke, and I'm goddamn honored to be on here with you.
Thank you for agreeing to join me on this journey.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you so much. Thank you everybody in the chat that joined us tonight. We'll be on again, babies. So keep a lookout, and we'll be keep a lookout on the Twitter. Mm-hmm. We'll have that out for you guys, that information out for you guys, and we'll try to tag you on it. Let you know when our next show is going to be.
I will be back on here for UFC 232 on December 29th. And we will be back with episode 2 of the Transcontinental Project on Tuesday, January the 8th, 2019. And I hope you have enjoyed this first episode with us. Thank you.
Smooches. Smooches, dolls.
Thank you and good night.